Hello and welcome to Fridays Are Awesome. I'm Carl Azus, bringing you 10 minutes of current events from around the world. Thanks for watching. It looks like the ISIS terrorist group is trying to gain a foothold in North Africa. That's significant because ISIS is an acronym that stands for Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. It's in those two Middle Eastern countries that the militants violently took over large chunks of land in 2014. And that's where they hope to establish an Islamic country called a caliphate. But Iraqi troops, with U.S. support, are fighting back. And in Syria, ISIS has been hit by American and Russian airstrikes, as well as attacks by the Syrian government. So it's looking to other unstable nations to recruit and build its forces. And one of those countries is Libya.
ISIS is under a lot of pressure in Syria and in Iraq because of the military campaign by the U.S., but also, quite frankly, by the Russians and the Syrian regime. And so, therefore, they've been losing ground in Syria and Iraq and are actually telling recruits to go to Libya instead. New ISIS recruits are seeing Libya as an easier place to get into insurgency, to get into the realm of being part of the Islamic State. And the reason for that is that it's much easier for them to use the situation that's in Libya right now, that state of instability, the state of lawlessness, the state of there not really being any sort of policing force that would stop them. That's why so many new recruits are coming in at this point in time. And the U.S. says that they believe that the amount of ISIS fighters in Libya is somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 fighters. That's a lot of fighters, considering that Libya is a country with a very small population. In Libya, ISIS is strongest in the former stronghold of Muammar Gaddafi in Sirte. In that town, ISIS was able to unfold, and they currently have quite a bit of territory around Sirte. They have about between 150 and 200 kilometers stretch of territory that they control. What they want to control in that area, what's very important to them, is to try and control some of the oil and gas fields in Libya. That's their main aim. They want to have access to that because obviously it would make them very rich and very powerful.